Painter Robert Senadella is a New York artist who has spent years battling the New York art establishment. A documentary that opens today chronicles that battle. It has a provocative title. It's called Art Bastard. Critic Bob Mondello says it raises provocative questions from beginning to end.
First, the title, Art Bastard. Robert Senadella is a bastard in that he was born to parents who weren't married, also in that he can be a troublemaker, a mocker of other artists, and a thorn in the side even of people who are trying to help him. A publisher, say, who once offered him an ad on an art magazine's back cover.
So he gives us a copy that he did of a Rothko painting, and it says on it. So Bob put me right away in the position of either having to censor him and say we can't run this, or having to kind of endorse this. So what I chose to do was we're going to run it. But I did it with a certain kind of annoyance. You
know? Perhaps understandably, Senadella has never been a fashionable artist. He says his heroes were 1920s and 30s activist painters like Ben Shawn, Robert Bellows.
They'd paint red lines, lynchings in the South, the Depression. That's what interested me in art. They recorded history.
And they had legitimacy, a word that crops up a lot in this documentary, because they were in museums. But by the time Senadella was hitting his stride, abstraction had taken over the art world, the poured and dripped paintings of Jackson Pollock, say, in which expressing a point of view was impossible. On top of which,
the way he painted, you could do no wrong, basically. People today will say, well, hey, there's a bad Hopper, or there's a bad El Greco, or this is a bad that. But I've never seen anyone say, oh, this is a bad Pollock. Either they're all bad or they're all good.
That sort of dyspeptic view did not endear Senadella to the art establishment. His own paintings, meanwhile, influenced by the fiercely political early work of his mentor and teacher George Grosz, were about the bustling New York he lived in, colorful, action-packed, with caricatures of real people. In the film, director Victor Konevsky makes his paintings kinetic from the opening shots. A subway painting called Fun City Express, for instance, is filmed in jiggly close-ups that pan across painted strap hangers so that it feels as if you're riding the A train with them. Another painting started out as a satirical piece about boxing, but when Senadella realized he'd painted one of the boxers to look like the father he'd grown up with, he decided to make it more personal. He painted the other boxer to look like the man he later learned was his real father.
So now they're punching each other, and I was the one getting hurt.
This was definitely a painting where I was doing therapy on the canvas.
So what else are we going to call it? Yeah, Father's Day.
How's that for putting legitimacy at the forefront of your work? Legitimacy in the art world, though, is something determined by galleries and museums, and the film chronicles why that sort of legitimacy has mostly eluded Senadella. Some of this is self-inflicted. In the 1960s, the explosion of pop art, a movement that he had no use for, led him to set himself up as the anti-Warhol. For a show he called Yes Art in 1965, instead of Campbell soup cans, he painted Heinz soup cans, and in place of Warhol's lithographs of green stamps, he gave out actual green stamps to people who bought his paintings. It was a joke that worked. The press went wild. It could have been his moment had he done more of it, but
for me to continue that show, the part that I would be most proud of is that I said no. I said, that's it. Yes Art is over, because I would have just been one of them.
And therein lies the rub. Art Bastard is a film about a man who has tilted, and continues to tilt, at the art world equivalent of Don Quixote's windmills. He is hardly alone in that. Lots of talented artists will never be shown in museums, and lots of talented artists would doubtless agree with his assessment that the cultural establishment has rigged the game.
It's not what they show that bothers me. It's what they don't show.
And they still don't show Robert Senadella. But at least for the moment, movie theaters will. And the film company has arranged that some of those theaters will have his work hanging in their lobbies. Not quite the legitimacy he was looking for, but a victory of sorts for a proudly unrepentant art bastard. I'm Bob Mondello.
And this is NPR News.